Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, back to it. Here we go. Just past 5 o'clock. Welcome in right now. He has a new contract, an extended contract, I guess, is the best way to put it. Pirate manager Don Kelly joins right now. Hi, Donnie. How are you?
Hey, Colin. How are you, buddy?
Not as good as you, I guess, considering you have a new contract today. How long had this been in the works, Don?
We've been talking about...
Oh, why don't you see if you could ring him back up? His phone kind of dropped. Yes, so we could do that. Wow. That may be the shortest interview in Pirates history. It was just 2.5 words. But no, we'll ring him back up. I think he's probably driving and went into a place where sort of fell off. So Trevin's going to try to ring him back up, and we'll get that all squared away. So we'll put him right back on, and here we go. Donnie, I will fire away again. How long had this been in the works?
We've been talking over last week, but really last night and today came together.
Let me ask you this. When you undertook this position in May, did you have your sights set that you were managing for a long-term role, or did you just try to encapsulate things and get to the end of the season?
You know what, Colin, I honestly, going into it, just wanted to find a way to be the best every single day, and really what that led to, wasn't sure, but, you know, obviously being from Pittsburgh, caring about the organization, the city, and just putting everything that I had into it every single day was my goal.
Did you change many things that had been done the past year and then the kind of the infancy of this baseball season, or like immediately? Was it a rolling referendum? What did you do in that clubhouse?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if it was – there were some things that changed, you know, in maybe some ways that we did things, some communication style, you know, little things like that, but not like complete overhaul. It was kind of like a rolling thing throughout the season, and – you know, really just trying to listen to the players and where we're at and where we've got to make some changes and continue to get better.
Don Kelly joining me here. He got his contract extended just a little bit earlier today. What's your working relationship with Ben Cherington?
It's been good. You know, a lot of, again, talking about a lot of communication and understanding where we are at right now, and we need to get better and find ways to do that.
How do you get better? And do you worry about more than the major league product as the major league manager?
You know what? That's our number one concern. And our number one goal is to win in the major leagues. As we work through things, always, you know, working closely with Michael Chernow, who does a great job with our player development, and talking, you know, with him and with the, you know, have had calls with the managers in the minor leagues. Our main goal for me is the major leagues, and the pipeline is always going to be player development for us. So there is a close relationship there. But how we go about it every single day, you know, a lot of my focus is on the big league club.
Well, how would you categorize, Donnie, your relationship with Paul Skeens? And does he have a say in some of the big decisions that the organization makes?
Well, you know, my relationship with Paul is great. And I think that, you know, when you talk about a leader, a guy that, you know, we see the way that he goes about it on the field. And really the thing that's the most fascinating to me is how he works in between starts. You know, we've got a lot of guys that work hard, but he is leader in that, and how he prepares and then how he goes out and competes. And it's just unbelievable. As you know, I got to play with Verlander and Scherzer in Detroit for a long time. And he's right up there with those guys and honestly doing things at 23 years old that those guys weren't even doing at 23.
Do you have, or do you think you will have, any say in free agency acquisitions, trades, acquisitions of any sort? Do you have a vote, so to speak, in any of that?
Well, you know what? I would hope so. You know, my relationship that you talked about with Ben is good. You know, really being hours into being named manager and having not gone through an off season as manager, I would think that we will continue to have conversations around that and really in discussing and trying to beat up. We have to find a way to get better and, you know, working closely with Ben on that.
When somebody says, okay, there were 71 and 91, but after Don Kelly took over, they looked like a different baseball team. Did you feel like there was a different trajectory after you were the manager?
You know, I was proud of the way – that's a tough thing to go through for a team in the middle of a season to change leadership. And, you know, I guess fortunately and unfortunately, I was part of that as a player back in 2015 when the Marlins let Mike Redmond go and Dan Jennings took over. And, you know, honestly, that's the – you just try to keep everything on track and get the guys going. I was really proud of the way the guys responded and you know, that we had ups and downs, and you know, certainly we're not there yet. We're not good enough yet. We need to keep getting better and working towards really bringing playoff baseball back. I mean, I know that speaking to you and all the fans, and I remember 2013 sitting in Detroit watching the wild card game against the Reds, and you know, with Cueto on the mound, and you could feel the energy. And that's the thing that excites me the most is, you know, showing up every day and working towards bringing that back to PNC Park.
Just a couple more for you, Donnie. Now, I know it's probably different. It certainly is different with you and with Carrie and the boys in that your kids grew up in this town, at least to some degree, and were Pirate fans growing up. You get to sleep in your own bed. You're not somebody who's not from here. Does that weigh into it that you get to go to your kids', you know, high school games or middle school games or summer league games or basketball in the off season, and you're already ingrained in the community?
I mean, I feel it, man. That's what drives me. And not to say that coaching in Houston in 2019 was unbelievable. We had such a great team. But being from Pittsburgh and, you know, feeling that and knowing that on the level that we all do. I don't know if you got to see the press conference when, you know, I was talking about Francisco Cabrera, and he was a coach in the Tigers minor league system when I was there, and he ripped my heart out too on that hit. And we all feel it, and it is personal.
Whenever somebody, and you run into these people, whether it's Gitko, whether it's John Eagle, or wherever you are, and people will say, you know, I just don't know. They've had another bad season. You need to do something to get me back. What invariably you run into people who are downtrodden and a little bit beat up with baseball. What do you say to them?
All I can say is give us a chance, continue to come back, because we have to earn that. We have to earn that. We have to go out and we have to show the fans, the city this offseason that it is important, that winning is important, and how we go about doing that, how we go about making the team better and making decisions around that. I think that the pitching staff is extremely solid and in a good spot. And I think that when you're anchoring it with, you know, the guys that we have with Paul and Mitch at the top and the young arms that we have coming and, you know, some of got here this year with Ashcraft and Burroughs and Bubba Chandler. I mean, what a start he's had to his young career. And I think that the offensive side is where we need to improve and continue to get better. You know, not sure when, Connor Griffin will get here. We in his first full season to have the success that he had is, it's really exciting to see that. But we need to find a way to get better offensively.
Just two more for you. Do you have a staff in mind, or have you kind of cobbled together a list yet?
Well, you know what? We've got Ben and I are still working through that. We've got, you know, as far as the staff goes, there will probably be changes. How that sorts itself out, not exactly sure yet, but we're going to have to beat that up. But we will have people back off of our staff as well.
And last thing for you before I let you go, did you see enough from Andrew this year that you would make a play to try to bring him back for another year, considering that you're pretty close to him, you've known him for a long time, and you can get in his ear? Would you? Did he show enough that he could give another year?
Man, Andrew McCutchen has had a – when you talk about legacy and the way that he's done it, and to be able to put up the consistent at-bats that he did – can't say enough about it. It's this game is so hard to play, and to be able to do it at the age that he did is honestly, it's unbelievable. And to, I don't know what he ended up with, 13 home runs and 50 some RBIs. And we will have to sit down and talk about that, talk to him and see where he's at.
Donnie, you're a good man. I'm happy for you. Congratulations. And I'll see you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Colin.
Absolutely. Donnie Kelly, armed with that extension. He is a good man. I root for him. And, man, I really hope it all falls into place for him. But quite a few interesting nuggets from that. And we'll see where it goes.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.